Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Big Al Mack, you're an entrepreneur.
I am.
You know, kind of.
Some would even call me an entrepreneur.
A bartrepreneur. Because you open up bars everywhere.
I have a couple.
Yeah, we're going to find out if Big Al Mack is a failure. Sometime this show.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we found a blog, Kelly, where entrepreneurs have listed all the things they did wrong.
Okay.
Kelly, I saw this yesterday. I was on CNN for some reason, and yeah. I saw this headline, and it said 13 mistakes that startups or entrepreneurs make. Or
how whatever. Many of the 13 did
Kelly,
you make?
Kelly, I was like,
we're going to go through them.
Every single one of them.
I started crying.
We're going to go through them, and we'll see if Big Al Mack is a failure or if he's doing it just right. But
well, you know, you don't learn from success. You learn from mistakes and
exactly.
That's true.
So you should have at least a couple of those.
Corey, just a little quick side note. My son Corey just bought a bounce house business, right? And he sent me an estimate that he had sent to this family about going to their house and setting up a bounce house. And I looked at it and it said, fuel charge, $15 or something like that.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I said, where is this one, the fuel charge? Oh, it's about an hour and a half away. I'm like, Corey.
Like, hour.
And he was charging for fuel. He wasn't charging for time to get
right.
To the place. I was like, but that's how you learn, though. That's when I started my limousine service, man, I was renting limousines for $30 an hour. Because
that's cheap.
That's cheap. Just because you want to have the business and you want to do, I mean, that's what you do. And then but it's hard to go up on that price once mm-hmm. you start renting it at cheap.
People
price.
Call you out on it.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway, all right.
Yeah. So we'll find out
mistakes
later on in the
make.
Show.
Yeah,
and also Beat the Bank coming up in about 30 minutes. Maybe you win $1,000 and you could set it up for your business that you want to start up.
Yeah.
Or you can go to GoFundMe, that website everybody's using nowadays to raise money for their businesses. We decided to bring this back. Fun do or fun don't. Because you will find some of the craziest ideas on this website. And I'm going to tell you what they are, and I want you guys to tell me if you think they have raised more or less than their goal. Mm-hmm.
So these are all legitimate fundraisers.
Yeah, these are legitimate fundraisers. We found them on the websites.
All right.
On Kickstarter, mostly. Yeah, these are mostly Kickstarter.
So Kickstarters aren't for, like, medical expenses usually, right? Just the GoFundMes.
GoFundMes usually, yeah. GoFundMes usually medical
Kickstarter's
stuff.
Kickstarter's business. Okay.
And I mean, you could use GoFundMe for anything. And then Kickstarter's usually for business.
And it's right. Cool. Yeah. Normally how these sites work, it's a pledge. So whether it's a product or you have a kind of water you want to start, you ask people to pledge certain mm-hmm. amounts, and they have to reach this goal. And if you don't reach the goal, then you don't have to pay up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You only have to pay what you promise mm-hmm. if they reach their goal.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So if a company's goal is $75,000 in 30 days and they don't reach it, then even if you pledged $500, you don't pay it.
Oh, I didn't know that, Jen.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool. Because if you regret it, you're just hoping they fail and they don't make it.
Well, you know? Like, no, it's more like a team effort. Like, you,
right.
you want our product to succeed and so yeah. do we. And if everyone does, then you're willing to pay for it. But if they don't meet the amount of money they need to make the product, they're not just going to steal your money.
Okay.
They're normally giving you a little bit of a discount if you pledge this up front.
Well, they give yeah. you little prizes.
Right.
Because
right.
I did it for the guy that did the mural in my daughter's bedroom. He's also a cartoonist.
And Kelly's got a muralist.
I have a muralist. And he did a cartoon book called Zombie Boy or something, and he was trying to get it published. Because I kicked in, you know, all these levels, you could do as little as $10, or I think I got like $50 or something.
Yeah.
But I got a first edition of the comic book and these little stickers and bookmarks. So, and then the more you give, the bigger your little prize package
yes.
is.
And you never know, this guy might become super famous.
Sure,
and
you never
and
know.
You're
never
one
know.
Of the first ones.
All right.
All right, let's go through these fun do or fun don'ts.
Okay.
This one says, you choose my wife.
Huh?
It's created by a guy named Keith. His goal is $200,000.
Why does he need $200
for that? What? My wife and my paycheck? Like, what?
Keith wants to make a reality TV show that's like The Bachelor, but where the audience votes on which woman will get to marry the guy. Keith describes the show as American Idol meets The Bachelor with a Big Brother type shoot. Again, his goal is $200,000. He has 48 days to do it. Do you guys think he's made it or not?
Not.
Not.
Al says not.
Not.
Kelly says not. Jenna?
No.
Keith has raised $0.
Sorry,
too
Keith.
Many of those reality type shows. Married at First Sight. I see those ads
yeah.
everywhere right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
This next one, Kelly, you might like this one.
Okay.
Purity Belt. Stylish, conceal your valuables. The goal on this one's $17,000. They say it looks like a big leather belt, but you can store stuff in it without using a bag or a purse. But it looks like a fanny pack for 2015.
It's a, but why is it a purity?
Oh, it's a purdy. Purdy.
Oh, my gosh. Way different meaning, man.
I added an eye to it.
How do you strap that on?
Well, let's take a listen. Let's take a listen to what the purdy belt does.
Hi, I'm Heather with Wampus. I designed the purdy belt to stylishly conceal your valuables. It looks like a leather belt, but it is customized to hold cell phones as large as the iPhone 6 or Samsung Galaxy Note 4. The simple, sleek design conforms to your waist with minimal waste of space. This is due to the elastic band that pulls from the front faceplate and holds it tightly in place. The band is long enough to fit waists as large as 44 inches and adjust down to anything smaller. Simply adjust each side for the optimal fit, pull back the adjuster over the tab, and then remove the excess elastic. With a tight fit, it will remain in place even during heavy activities such as running, jumping, or dancing the night away.
Dancing the purdy belt.
Okay.
Sorry, I added the eye. My bad.
That's not a bad idea.
She went to a lot of trouble. It's ugly.
Is it ugly?
That's an ugly belt. We're watching it on kid TV.
It looks like a cummerbund.
It's ugly.
Yeah, it does.
I like the idea of it.
It's a fanny pack. It is a fanny pack, and fanny packs are dorky. They're awesome. Fanny packs in college for me were great because I could be hands-free.
Yeah.
And have everything right around me.
Yeah. Well, her goal was $17,000. Big Al Mac, do you think she's raised more or less?
$17,000? I'd say she might have something there.
I think she did a wonderful presentation for this ugly thing, and yes, I think she got it.
You think she made it, Jenna?
No, I don't think. I think she got some money, but I don't think she got it.
She raised $531.
Okay.
And she used it for that beautiful commercial.
Yeah, it's not.
It's really not.
I know.
Yeah.
But good for her.
She tried.
You know, you try. You never know what's going to stick.
Now, Al, I know you're wondering. We had something fancy for the ladies. What about the males?
All right. Yeah, I was wondering that.
I know you were.
Okay.
The gentleman's single-use monocle.
Single-use monocle.
Single-use monocle.
So that's a one-time, one eyeglass.
Yeah. Their goal is $25,000.
Cool.
And they say, introducing the world's first disposable single-use for the on-the-go gentleman or lady. What is it, you ask?
What is it?
It's a monocle.
I mean, I know what a monocle is.
With a chain
on it.
It's like the lens of an eye. It's like if you know the Monopoly board, the guy on the Monopoly board, he has that one circular eye glass, just the one side eye.
Yeah.
But why would you need a disposable one?
I don't know, but it's inside a sealed terrible wrapper. If you require an instantaneous boost to classiness, this product is for you.
I can see it working for Halloween.
Yeah. I mean, and they say that because one of the questions is, isn't disposable wasteful? And they say, we intend disposable as a joke, as noted in the project page. These are good enough quality to be used as part of costumes. We really do hope you do not use them only once. In addition, the entire monocle is recyclable.
Okay, their ad is a silent movie in black and white, so...
Okay, this is just stupid.
Why
but it looks
make
cool.
a monocle now?
No, it
because
doesn't.
This thing came out before they discovered glasses.
I know. So do you use it just when you need to read something?
No, that's stupid.
It's a vanity monocle?
In the words of Mark Cuban on Shark Tank, for that reason, I'm out.
Okay, so Al says they did not raise the $25,000. No. Kelly?
I feel like you got to give us one that does. Even though it's stupid, I'm going to say yes.
You say yes?
Somebody's got to raise the money.
Jenna?
Yeah, sure.
At some point.
No, and if so, I feel awful about the state of our humanity.
The goal was $25,000, guys. Mm-hmm. They have 7 days left to fund this project.
Okay.
They have raised $105,000.
Shut up.
Silly.
Shut up.
In fact, over $105,000.
For the disposable.
So they not only.
See, that shows you. I'm not a good business person because I thought that was the stupidest idea ever.
It is stupid.
You can redeem yourself, Big Al. I know that was tough for you.
Dude, I wish I'd invented a selfie stick.
Oh, are you serious? That is the best thing that
ever. Dude, isn't that the best idea ever?
And anywhere you go, somebody's got a dang selfie stick.
Yeah, but they're being banned everywhere now.
Still, I wish I'd invented it. People had to buy them for them to ban
them.
Right. And they're not cheap.
And they're not even that great of quality. It's like it doesn't matter, though, because as long as you're first.
And half the time, you hit the button. It doesn't even take the picture. Yeah.
Hey, as long as you're first on the idea.
Anyway, go ahead.
Move on to fun do or fun don't.
All right.
This is the shower apron.
The shower?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
The shower apron.
Okay.
Their goal is
when I want to shower and not wash my body?
I guess. Their goal is $8,871.
Okay.
That's an odd number.
How much?
$8,871 is their goal.
That's such a random amount.
Right.
Now, what is the shower apron? Let's have the inventor tell us all about it.
When I'm washing my hair, I realize that the hair is going down my back and into unwanted places. And it's very irritating and very time consuming while I'm trying to get it out. We just want to let you know that it will come in different colors. It comes with an adjustable strap and it will come in different patterns. And it's also for men and women.
Yeah, good.
It keeps hair out of your butt?
Yeah, it stops hair from going down into your butt crack.
I don't have that problem.
Oh.
I don't think I do either.
And my hair is a good medium length. It's not extremely long like Jenna's. I don't find this to be an issue.
What about the gentlemen who already have that?
Every once in a while, I'll be honest, there's a random hair that you... How did that end up?
Maybe
you pull it out.
You pull it out and you're done. It's not that time consuming.
Maybe for women with weaves or WWWs.
Uh-huh.
Maybe some of the weed. Does weave hair come out easier than your natural hair? And maybe that's the reason.
Jenna?
I don't. Why would I know about black women's hair?
No, the weave. Does weave hair come
out? We said black women because black women are on a commercial.
I've never had a weave. Kelly and I say that. Those are just clip-in extensions. And no, I don't. We don't wash those as you're wearing them as a white chick. But I have a lot of hair. I lose a lot of hair in the shower. Yeah. I mean, I hate it. My drains are clogged and I lose so much hair. I definitely get the occasional hair.
Okay.
Down there, that's not from down there. That's like, where did this come from?
You don't think of it as a time-consuming issue that plagues you.
Not enough that I would want to wear an apron to cover the places I want to also wash.
In fact, it's kind of fun when it does happen because it's ticklish. You know,
it does.
What holds the, like when you're showering? What hold?
You're like, it had a Velcro.
Had a Velcro belt, okay. Shannon.
Yeah, it's again like a fanny pack.
It's weird. Goal was $8,871. Al, did they make it or not?
No.
No.
No hope for your people. Kelly, you say no?
I hope they did. I hope they make $1 million off of it, but I'm going to say no.
Kelly and Al say no. Jenna?
8,000?
Uh-huh.
How much time do they have left?
They have 8 days left.
Oh,
I like how you asked that. It's like the spelling bee.
Yeah. Could you please use that in a sentence?
Yes. The shower apron stopped hair from going into my butt crack.
I don't care. I'll say no. And if they did make it, I'll buy one and try it.
Well, they have raised $214.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Let's do one last one here.
Oh, I didn't know that was such a problem. That's so funny.
Oh, man.
Our next one and last one.
Got loose hairs in the butt?
Say that. The pancake bot.
The pancake what?
Ooh, did somebody say pancake?
Yes, I did, Jenna. The world's first pancake printer. The goal is $50,000. Don't just make pancakes. Create them, including pancake bot.
Oh, this thing is so cool.
Here's the inventor telling us how the pancake bot uses technology to create the best breakfast ever.
First, you import the image into the software. Then you trace over the outline. After that, you go back and fill it in. Once you hit print, pancake bot draws your pancake onto the hot griddle. It draws the first lines you drew first, so those become darker. Then it comes back and does the fill. PancakeBot uses a special vacuum and pressure system that we've developed in order to control the batter flow.
It's really fun.
This thing is so cool. You can take your kids' artwork if they drew something at school and put it in, and then it just on its own, like a little robot, does it on the griddle, which is so cool.
Wow, that's very cool.
It really is a
very cool idea.
But you can do this yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but
you can do this without a robot. I think it would take less time by yourself if you get like one of those.
A stencil.
Yeah, a stencil, or you get like if you're really a good freehand artist, like a ketchup bottle, you know,
the icing.
You put the batter in there, and you can do the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, this guy does it when you go take a shower.
But it's
ready
cool.
For you,
it looks really expensive.
Yeah, it does.
It's the goal was $50,000. Do you guys think they made it or not, Big Al Mac?
I bet he did.
I think enough geeks chipped in, so I'll say yes.
Yeah, I say yes too.
You guys think they made it?
Yes.
They have made over $406,000 for the pancake bot.
But I swear to you, I saw like on Facebook now when people upload videos and they start automatically. I've seen somebody do this freehand. You can practice this at home.
And they're really good.
But this is a fun toy, and men love toys.
We do love toys. I'm going to buy that one.
And pancakes. You love toys and pancakes.
I remember being so excited just about the Minnie Mouse toast imprint
that
my mom could put on my on my white bread.
Oh, they do the Jesus ones now because people are always seeing Jesus and toast and stuff. Have you seen the Jesus one?
Oh, the Mickey Mouse waffle at Disney?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh,
awesome.
Did you see Jesus in the tooth x-ray?
No, I did not.
Now we're getting Jesus showing up in tooth x-rays.
A woman saw Jesus in her mouth.
So, I mean, that's the holy mouth. Then. We got a
mess with thy mouth.
Please, yeah. Please, Lord, be safe.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Attention. If you enter the 1D and me contest, we're going to announce the winner tomorrow morning around this time, actually.
That's some great videos,
too. Did you watch them yesterday?
Yeah.
You know, they were narrowed down.
It's so hard.
We had so many. So someone had the task of going through and pulling out, was it 21 of the best?
I believe so.
Yeah. And Emma Kelly and I sat there yesterday, and we picked. It was hard.
It's hard. Really hard, yeah.
It's hard to pick the top. We each tasked to pick the top three.
I like them
in our
all.
Opinion. Yeah, there was one that really stood out for me, but you know we're not discussing.
No, we're not because we don't want to ruin it for everybody. Because we have to do our own voting.
Because tears are going to be shed.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's the
especially
truth.
Tomorrow. There's going to be so many girls waiting by the phone waiting for that call because the grand prize winner gets to fly to New York, stay at the Roosevelt Hotel.
That's where we just got back from,
And then head on over to the stadium and watch 1D perform.
Which one of us had the room with a really cool view of downtown New York?
It wasn't me.
Okay, somebody did. They were talking about it. I was going to say, don't get room. I think it was 904 because I didn't have a view of any. But the Roosevelt Hotel is beautiful. Yeah. It's immaculate.
I'm guessing you stayed in room 904.
Yes. The view wasn't great.
The higher up you go, I was only on, I think, floor 6. And, I didn't have a great view.
Yeah.
No, I was on 12.
And also, don't forget, we got Beat the Bank coming up in 10 minutes. 10 minutes we're going to play Beat the Bank. Your shot at up to $1,000.
But first, we want to hear how you got dumped in the coldest way possible. This comes after Juliana Rancic revealed she was dumped by Jerry O'Connell after he cheated on her.
Yeah.
She tried to go talk to him about it, and he wouldn't buzz her up. And he just said, sorry, homegirl. Take care.
So rude.
So cold. So give us a call if you've been dumped in a very cold, heartless way. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. 800-5-GEEK-IT. Women need to vent.
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes you just want somebody to hear you, and that's what men need to understand. Sometimes we don't need you to solve anything for us. We just want you to sit there, be quiet, and listen to us vent.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, homegirl.
Get it out there.
In fact, we sent Philip with two L's because one L
sucks
out on the streets. He's our new street guy now.
Yeah.
We sent him out there. He talks to the people because that's what we want to do here.
Yeah.
And we asked him to speak to people about getting dumped. And here's Philip.
Hey, Miss Highlighted Hair Lady Person, can I talk to you for a second?
Yes.
I'm doing a story on the worst way that anybody's been dumped. Do you think you got a story?
Yesterday, I found out my
boyfriend. Oh, just yesterday.
Yes.
Literally just yesterday.
Yeah, just yesterday.
Oh, my God. This is, okay, I hate this already.
Yes. He was texting a married woman who is our other roommate's sister, which even makes it better, I guess.
Your roommate's sister? He was having, how'd you find out? Did you go through his phone?
We live together. Yeah, we're on the same phone plan, and I thought something was up, so.
All right, well, I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you know I'm doing a segment on worst way you've been dumped or dumped a guy.
Yeah, and sitting outside smoking a cig, he comes up, threw an iron at my head.
He threw an iron at your head? So what'd you do? Did you pick up, like, the iron and hurl it back? Like, screw you, dude. I'm about to whoop you.
All right. Well, I grabbed that iron from him first of all, threw it back at him. Then I just started lighting stuff on fire and I left.
Dude, you're a pyromaniac. I don't mess with you, chick.
Oh, my God.
Where is Philip doing his street bits?
I need more info.
What?
I need more info.
I set things on fire and left?
Well, I was just standing outside and he threw an iron at me. So I set things on fire and I left.
Yeah, I need more info.
I have a headache above my right eye.
Oh, my God.
What just happened?
What happened? Yes.
I need more info.
Oh, my God.
Where's Philip going?
Wow.
Is she ashamed?
Not shame at all.
And there is a man who is willing to date her after that.
Hell yeah.
See, Jenna, there's hope.
They may have gotten back together. Who knows?
They're probably both married by now.
Hilarious.
Have you tried throwing an iron? Those were hard to grip.
If he threw an iron at her and she lit his house on fire, they need to be together. That's a couple that need to be together.
No,
right
they
there.
Absolutely There's need somebody to not be together.
Who would ever rent to them?
Jeez. All right, we're talking worst ways you got dumped, a.k.a. sorry, homegirl.
Hey, and you know what? Sometimes it's the guys that are getting dumped in the cruel ways by girls. We had a tweet come in from Third Largest City username. And he said he got dumped on a birthday card. The girl was mad and wrote, happy birthday, A.
Uh-huh.
called him an A. It's over. In her defense, I was a bit of a bad boyfriend, but I was like 24, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay if you're like between 19 and 25.
That's the learning curve right there.
Sexy Can tweeted and said, I had a nice car with rims, I actually kept two extra tires and rims in case I got two flats. But my girlfriend slashed three tires, so I would still be left with one flat. I don't understand that level of revenge.
He cheated.
I know. Oh, of course. I know I've been mad.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go that crazy.
A girl will slash a tire. I've had that happen.
That's actually not that bad.
It was a long time ago. Then they slashed it on the side where you can't get it plugged. You got to get a whole new tire.
Yeah.
You can, like, can't you file a police report?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a strong problem.
But half the time.
I'm mad that I've broken something.
No.
I've never. I'm
yeah.
like, no. I sit there like, oh, how much should I pay for that? Oh, I got to replace that. I have enough sanity to stop myself.
Well, the problem is the guys did something, and they usually go, I deserve that. And we don't call the cops. Ashley, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. When'd your break go down?
It was when I was in high school. I was a senior, and he dumped me on my Facebook wall.
What did he write?
He just wrote, hey, it's over. Sorry, Charlie.
Sorry, Charlie. Your name's not even
everybody
Charlie.
Everybody saw it before I did, so I'm getting, like, text messages. Hey, girl, are you okay? And I'm just like, what is going on? And I look at my Facebook and I see that. And I'm just like, wow. Everyone sees it before I do.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Ashley.
I'm sorry you had to go through that, Ash.
It's all good. It was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. All right.
You got a man now?
Yeah, I do.
See?
Good.
Yeah.
I do.
Is his name Charlie?
So we're good.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Have a great day, Ashley. Thanks for the call. Oh, man, Facebook.
Guys suck.
Yeah, we do suck, Al.
But it was high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alexis, you have a crazy breakup text?
Yes, I do. I was actually on my way to his house, and he texted me and said, I love is like a sit in the wind, gone. And I called, text, nothing, and I have never heard from him since.
Oh, my gosh, that's cold.
At least he gave you the heads up he was going to be gone.
I guess I saved gas going over there. I was like, well, okay.
When did this happen?
It happened actually my birthday weekend last year.
Oh, man.
And you can't find him on Facebook, Twitter, nothing, Instagram?
No, he's blocked me from everything. He, I guess, changed his number or something because I tried calling in and it would never go through. Like, just totally gone off the face of the earth. I was like, well, all right.
Is he in prison, maybe?
Yeah, maybe he's running
witness
from somebody.
Witness protection.
Yeah, maybe CIA.
Well, I hope not. That'd be scary. Do I need to go and witness protect?
Maybe he's protecting you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? He had to go away to protect you because he loves you so much. See, that's the way my mind would work. He did it for me.
Oh.
I hope something like that.
All right, Alex. Sorry that happened on your birthday weekend.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, it's all right. It ended up being a good weekend anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Are you in love now?
I am. I'm actually engaged to be married.
Good for you.
See,
things have a way of working out.
Good job, Alexis. Have a great day.
Hmm. My worst, I never had anybody just like, you know, cruelly, well, I've had some issues, but like one guy, literally, we had a wonderful weekend together. I mean, really romantic. And he called me the next morning and he said, I woke up this morning and I just don't feel the same way. I was like, what does that mean? He's like, I don't want to date you anymore.
She's honest.
I'm like, wait, what happened? Yeah. He's like, I don't know. He said, I just woke up this morning. I don't feel the same way. That was it.
And then he just left. And
it was it. And of course, me, you know, about a month later, show up at 2 o'clock in the morning, knocking on the door. Why?
He just told you. He doesn't feel the same.
That doesn't compute with women when everything's going so great that a man, like, I don't know.
Fails.
Like,
yeah.
You've never had that happen to you, though? Like, one day you go, I don't like you anymore.
But I mean, not right fresh off of a romantic evening.
Yeah, when it comes after something great, you're like,
I just woke up today, I don't feel the same way.
That happened to me in high school, you know, one time where I went on a date and I was dating this girl for like 4 months, and then just the next day at school, I didn't like
her
anymore.
You didn't feel it.
I just didn't feel it. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
It's all chemical, I guess.
Yeah,
it is.
It's completely chemical at that level. But anyway, listener stories are more interesting than mine.
I know,
right?
No, Kelly, you're pretty interesting.
That wasn't interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Haley, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing
good.
Great. So let's go back to Valentine's Day.
Oh, man.
What happened?
We've been dating for a little while, and he texted me on Valentine's Day morning while I was getting ready. And so I went to go look at it, and I was like, oh, he's telling me he loves me. He woke up early to tell me. And
I go look at the text, and he was like, hey, I'm sorry, I've been cheating on you for the past 2 months, and I want to spend Valentine's Day with her. So I took this chance at the restaurant that I worked at, which is a really popular restaurant where I lived, and he took her to the restaurant I worked at for Valentine's Day.
What a jerk.
I've never spit in anybody's food, but I really, really wanted to that night.
That is so horrible.
You didn't have to wait on him, did you?
Yes, I did. I let everybody else go home so they could be with their boyfriends, so I was the only one there.
Sorry, homegirl.
Dude,
that's just mean.
I get embarrassed.
Sometimes I hear these stories. I get embarrassed to be a dude.
I'm going
to
jump on the Bruce Jenner bandwagon.
I've done some not so great things, but that's awful.
That's cold.
Yeah.
I am ashamed to be a dude.
But men get away with it because we let them.
I guess so. Haley, you got a man now, Haley?
Yes, I'm actually dating a guy who I keyed his car while we were in high school.
Why did you do that?
See, now it all makes sense.
He cheated on me, and I found out, so I keyed his car, and then I found out my dad was his insurance agent, and I had to pay his deductible. But we've been together for a year and a half.
Oh, Haley, you got the greatest story ever.
Yeah, you have two funny stories.
We got a 2-for-1 right there.
Thanks, Haley, for those 2-for-1s.
Makes for some good wedding speeches from people.
Right.
Dad.
Oh, right. Man.
Oh, my.
We have to do that again. That was fun.
That was fun. Yeah, we got to do that again.
But now we got to give away some money.
Oh, man.
Hopefully. We want to play Beat the Bank. We're looking for call number 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's play Beat the Bank next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Bank. Listen up, lovebirds. Love letters to Kelly coming up in 15 minutes.
Lovebirds.
Okay.
Yeah. And those that are not lovebirds right now.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes you need help too. We're playing Beat the Bank right now. This is your shot at winning up to $1,000. Yesterday, Paige Hall won $400. Could have been $690. She kept it safe.
Yep.
We get that a lot. But Jade Smith pushed her luck a little too far. Vault closed on her.
Ay, ay, ay.
She got nothing. She could have won $530.
It's painful.
Yeah.
And look, we want to give away money. That's our deal. That's what we want to do.
JC, there's a squirrel outside. JC,
I know. I saw him.
JC, right here, right outside the door.
It's like he knows. Squirrels know I love them.
What does he know?
He knows I love them.
His tail's a little stunted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That squirrel be stunting.
He lost that in a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my dude right there. He always comes by. That's my friend Squirrel at the show.
Go feed him.
Let's meet our contestant, Tawanda Hatton. How you doing, Tawanda?
Good morning, JC. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We just want to give you some money.
I take it.
Tell us about you, Tawanda.
Hi, big girl.
Hi, baby
I'm
girl.
Married. I have 2 children. I have a son in college, and I have a 9-year-old in elementary school.
Wow. That's a big gap.
Yeah.
I know, Kelly. That was the husband's fault. I thought I was done. And then he comes and says, can we just have another one? I'm like, really?
Usually it's the girls that want to have another one, but your husband wanted it.
Yes, it was his fault, JC.
That's crazy.
What are their names, your kids' names?
My first oldest child name is Patrick Jr., and the second one is Tylan.
All right,
let's
Tawanda.
See if we can make some money for Patrick and Tylan, okay?
Okay, we can do that. Let's go.
Oh, I love your attitude, Tawanda.
I do, too.
Hey, Jenna, tell Tawanda how to play the game, please, Jenna.
All right, Tawanda, as soon as this starts, we're going to put you in the vault, and that door is going to slowly close on you as amounts get thrown out, and they're going to be steadily increasing, but we never know when that vault door is going to shut completely. So as soon as you hear an amount you feel comfortable with, you got to yell stop, and if you hold on too long and don't yell stop before that vault door closes on you, you get nothing.
I know, Jenna. That's not gonna happen.
I feel it.
Tawanda, we like you already.
I like it.
Are you ready to play Tawanda? You ready to play Tawanda? All right. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Here we go.
140.
Oh, good start.
Mm-hmm.
180.
Oh, nice pair of Air Jordans right there.
190. 260.
better pair of Jordans.
Nice little flip phone.
On a flip phone.
320. Okay. Mm-hmm. 360.
Round trip to New Orleans.
390. 500. 570.
Whoa.
710.
Yeah! Okay, come on down.
Oh, my God. Oh. Well, you are a risk taker.
Nerves of steel.
What was that? 700
and... You just won $710, Tawanda.
Oh, my gosh.
Tawanda. Oh. Tawanda, what do you do for a living?
Oh, Tawanda,
your heart's beating. I know ours.
Tell
is
us
too.
About it. I'm about to have a heart attack over here for you.
What do you do for a living? You got nerves of steel.
She couldn't hear
you. Barry, Big Al. It was beating fast over here.
What do you do for work, Tawanda?
I am a payroll functional analyst.
Oh, there you go.
Sort of like the IT person in the payroll department.
Okay. Okay. Well, what are you going to do with your payroll, $710?
I am going to spend it on my kids.
There you go.
Nice.
Summer's coming up, so it could be a good weekend trip.
Okay.
I like it.
Tawanda, would you like to see how long the vault goes?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's see what you could have won just for fun, because you already got $710 bucks. Let's go.
Okay.
900.
It's okay, Tawanda. It's okay. You know what?
Tawanda.
That's okay.
Dang right it's okay.
That's dang okay, Tawanda.
You did just about as good
as
you could.
Okay, I did good.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did, Tawanda. Congratulations, okay, babe?
Thank you so much.
And you call here anytime. I love hearing your voice.
We're going to get your number. Just
you're a VIP in the Kid Nation.
You're uplifting, Tawanda.
Thank you, Tawanda.
Right, hold on for us, Tawanda. What a wonderful person. I'm so glad she won. $710 bucks for Tawanda. Don't forget, we're going to play again an hour from now. And also, don't forget, head on over to KidNation.com to win a trip, VIP style, to watch the Mad Men last episode, the Mad Men party up in L.A.
Yeah.
We have that for you at KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al, you don't know how easy we have it as dudes.
What do you mean?
Because Jenna just told me she had to go use the bathroom, but she's wearing a romper. And allegedly, you have to take everything off.
What's a romper?
Like
that one piece.
I mean, it's almost like if you had one piece leotard on. You got to get full naked.
I have to do that when I wear my one piece, my little Elvis jumpsuit.
We just got to zip. Jenna's got to take all of it off.
I know. And I drink too many liquids.
I know.
So it's like,
that's too bad for you.
I'll give it, this is a little bit TMI, but a tip for ladies wearing rompers. If it's loose enough in the crotch area.
The pool?
I can't.
Pull it
Y'all can do the pool?
I can't.
If it's loose enough, you can just pull it over to the side.
Oh, but what if?
Uh-uh, I can't.
I'm just telling you, it is possible. Kelly? If it's loose enough.
It's not worth the risk, especially if I'm out on a Friday night and have a romper on. And then I just have to walk out and be like, I got to go home.
Yeah, you don't want to have a pee spot.
It's not worth it.
Why are you going home, Jenna? I don't
want to
talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. Right, we got Kelly's Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 15 minutes. What you working on?
I was so disappointed to read this morning that a celebrity couple is taking a break and it does not look good.
Oh, no.
I was very sad about it. They've been together for quite some time. It was really shocking to me.
Huh. Oh, no. Well, you know what makes people happy? Beat the Bank. We got that coming up in about 25 minutes. Tawanda Hayton just won $710 bucks.
$710.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
She dropped out at the very last second. But first, let's do
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am, Jenna.
I think that I've taught my daughter to be in love with being in love, and that scares me. Mm. She's 25 and a serial dater. She's never, ever alone. It's like she goes from one committed relationship to the next like it's no big deal, and that scares me so much. I've always said that the only thing you will really leave behind when you go is your legacy, the way you made other people feel. Her daddy passed away a couple years ago, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't tell her how glad I am that I was so lucky to fall in love with him and share so many wonderful years together. Now I think she has it in her head that she needs to find that same kind of love sooner than later, and I feel like I'm to blame. Have I ruined her idea of what real love is supposed to be and turned it into more of a hunting type of game for her? How can I fix the damage I've done? Camila.
I don't think you've done damage. I mean, maybe she wants what you have because she saw what a wonderful example you set for her.
Right.
And, you know, people, like, I had a girlfriend who was in love with being in love. And it was the wrong guy after wrong guy after wrong guy. And I just told her, I was like, look, one day you're going to fall in love with the right one. And it worked out. She ended up marrying a great guy. They've been married 11 years or whatever. And it's going great. So I don't think there's anything to panic about. You just, you know, keep living example and and showing, you know, showing her, you know, talk about the great stories of what a husband should be for a wife and the wonderful things your husband did for you. So she will look for that in her life partner. But you got to let people date. You want them to sample, you know, sample a little bit of everything so they can learn what they don't want in a relationship.
I wish I could do that. I've never, I feel like girls are two different types. I've never been the hopper, you know, that's able to just one to the next,
date,
to the
date,
next,
date.
To the next, you know, girls that always have a boyfriend. I kind of wish I could be that way.
It's,
I can't,
you know,
I don't know.
Those girls,
I have to do it and grieve it and then be open to the next one.
Yeah. Those girls that do the dating and then dating are some of the most optimistic girls I know.
Yeah.
They're always happy.
Yeah.
And
the next
not,
one could be it.
Yeah, they're not hoochies by any means. They're not hoochies. They just like to be in a relationship and have somebody to date and go on dinner dates with. And they are the nicest, most happy-go-lucky people I know.
And she did say they were committed relationships.
Yeah.
So she's not dating around. She's not being loosey-goosey. It sounds like she's just fine. She's just having fun.
Let her do what she's doing.
I would.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Solid advice from Kelly Raspberry on the first one. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am, JC.
My name is Elijah. I'm 21 and in college, and I'm really wanting to ask a girl in my English class out.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. She's totally hot, and I'm in a wheelchair.
Oh.
I've been in one for as long as I can remember, and I've never had the courage to ask a girl out. I really want to, but you know how it is. It's probably hard enough as it is to walk up to a girl, but put yourself in my shoes. You can tell me all day long, just suck it up and ask her out, but it's never going to be that easy. So, can you give me any realistic advice to get the girl of my dreams to give me a shot, Elijah?
You see other people in this situation.
Yep.
They find love, you know, see all sorts of people with whatever ailments or disabilities or whatever you want to call it, and they find love. I think it's always easier, even if you were a full able-bodied, stand on 2 feet kind of guy, to start off in a group setting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's a girl in your class, you can maybe just, you know, while she's there, the couple other people say, hey, you guys want to, you know, I heard this great new restaurant's open up. Why don't we all go after class? We can work on this project together. Something, but you make it a setting where it's group, casual.
Less pressure, less pressure.
She can see your personality. Maybe when you're in this group date, you two can just kind of get aside by yourselves and strike up a separate conversation. And maybe eventually, it might not happen overnight, you'd be able to say, hey, why don't you and I go, just, I got tickets to this concert this weekend. You want to go? Or just something. Keep it real super casual.
So put yourself in a position where you can eventually ask her to hang out by yourself.
Yeah, you ain't no hurry.
It does get easier. I was the same way as this dude.
Don't even have a wheelchair.
It was so hard to ask girls out because you're that fear of rejection. It doesn't matter. Asking them if you can buy them a drink, asking them to dance, asking them out. It's hard. And eventually you do it enough times, you kind of get... Well, you get immune to the nose. I mean, no.
But
I don't cry with you. It doesn't sting as much after you get turned down a whole bunch of times.
Exactly. I was going to ask you that. Isn't it the best day of my life was the first time a girl told me no? And you walk up because you wanted to go walk up to this girl. She says no to you. And then you go walking away. You go, that wasn't that bad.
Because that's the worst that can happen. But I agree with Kelly.
Right.
Make it more of a friendly setting, like a study group, you know, or maybe a common interest she has and invite her to do, like, come watch me do this intramural big thing I'm in.
What you said first is key, though. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
You have that attitude?
No.
I get a no. And nothing beats a failure but a try, my brother.
And I say for anybody, you just start off as a group casual thing and make sure you let her see your personality shine through, and eventually you could ask her out for a date.
And I've told you guys this before. My wife, when I first walked up to her at a party, Kelly, you know this story.
Yep.
I tried to dance with her, and she flat out laughed at me and said no. And I ended up marrying this girl.
Because you were dancing like Night at the Roxbury.
You were.
I was, and I was wearing an Afro wig and wearing really tight
pants.
You
were having a good time.
I was having a good time, Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am, Al.
Kind of serious here. I am enduring the most stressful time of my life for far too many reasons to list, and it's really taking its toll on my relationship with my husband. I'm doing everything I know to relieve the stress. I'm working out, I'm doing yoga, I meditate, but nothing helps. When I get home, my husband can do the smallest thing, and it just sets me off, and we get into huge fights over it. I'm tired of things being this way, and I know it's my fault, but I don't know what to do about it. Have you ever been at a point where the person you love the most in this world was also the person that you couldn't stand the most? How do I get past this point without ruining what I have? Imelda. Isn't that deep?
That's deep.
Way deep. She's stressed about something. We don't know what it is. If it's money, the job, don't know.
I think a lot of times you take out your frustrations on the person that you know you're secure.
To.
Yeah, you're the closest to because you don't think they're going to leave you.
Right.
You hope they don't leave you. There's a confidence there that they won't leave you. Like when you have your first fight as a couple, that's a huge milestone because you're like, hey, I'm able to be freely mad at this person because I know he's not leaving. That's
Kelly,
a big deal.
Have you had your first fight
with
Bill?
We've had disagreements.
Okay.
But we haven't had a full blown out fight. And I know it's coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've had a few disagreements.
It'll happen.
It's going to happen.
But gosh, you know, sometimes, I don't know how old you are, but sometimes you might need to seek a doctor's intervention. Because sometimes it could be hormonally related, and I hate to bring that up because that's getting really medical and technical. But sometimes if you're doing everything, you're exercising, you're working out, you're saying you're doing all these things, sometimes it might be something chemically going on in your body that you need a little help with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some people are going to disagree with that. Keep doing the holistic methods. That's fine if that works for you. But if it's not working for you,
why not at least
just talk to your doctor?
Science works.
Yeah, that's there for a reason.
A little
cream on your wrist, if that could make your marriage better.
Might I interest you in putting an ice cube at the base of your cranium and where your neck meets for 20 minutes?
Thanks, JC.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It works. I'm telling you, it works.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am, Jenna.
My husband and I have been married for 2 years, and I kept my maiden name when we got married. We just found out we're having a baby boy, and my husband told me he wants him to have his last name.
Right.
I want the baby to have my last name.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
As there's literally nobody left in my family to keep the name going. It's ending with me. My husband, on the other hand, has several siblings and cousins, most of whom are married and have already reproduced, so his lineage is alive and well. We both don't want to hyphenate our last names.
Well, that's just too bad.
I'm considering using my last name as the child's middle name, but I just don't think that's adequate. He suggested we just flip a coin to decide the last name, but I think it's too big of a decision to leave up to the flip of a coin. I feel overwhelmed by the stress in this time that should be joyous. I want my husband to be happy, I want my family to be happy, and I want our baby to have the best possible name, meaning my last name. What should I do, Hannah?
Hey, I'm all for hyphenation. We hyphenated Emma Kelly's.
Hyphenation.
She's not leaving many options.
Here's the answer you want. You win. That's the only thing that's going to make her happy.
Yeah, right.
So what am I supposed to do? I would say hyphenate. Go with the middle name, whatever. I mean, tradition, I know traditions are made. Nobody does anything traditional anymore. It's all out the window. But I've always been, you go with the husband's last name. That's the father of the child. That's just easier. And it's a simpler path. But the hyphenating, a hyphenated name is becoming very acceptable. So that's my vote, is for hyphenation. I'm hyphenation nation.
I guess if she wants to just keep her name going, that's why she kept her name in the first place.
I don't get it.
My daughter's hyphenated last name isn't the prettiest thing in the world either. I mean, there's some beautiful hyphenated names. Raspberry Poulade Sange, hello.
Yeah, how's that going to fit on the back of her little soccer jersey?
Right.
But that's my vote. But if that's not the answer you want to hear, I'm sorry.
You win.
Yeah. What would you do in that situation? If your ex-husband...
I just told you what I did.
You did hyphenate, but what if it was... No, it's either my last name or your last name.
Would you flip a coin over it?
She said he was willing to hyphenate.
She doesn't want to, though. She wants hers.
You know, that's called compromise in a relationship.
No, they neither want to hyphenate.
Oh, neither want to hyphenate.
He wants to flip a coin, and she...
Well, see, that shows how little he cares. If he's willing to flip a coin and leave it to chance, that shows how little he cares.
Then just give it to her right there.
No, I'm saying hyphenate. Or if your last name is really beautiful, make that the child's first name.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the couple in Illinois? I think the guy's name is John Berger.
Oh, yes.
And the girl's name is Ashley King.
Yeah, Burger King.
And they're getting married, and it's going to be the Burger King wedding, and Burger King has agreed to pay for their wedding.
That's cute.
And they're getting married in the city that Burger King started.
You definitely need to hyphenate that one.
Burger King, you got to.
You have to. You definitely have to.
I'd take King over Burger.
They're getting married by the preacher. His name is Ronald McDonald.
That's not true.
That's a lie.
That's completely made up.
It was Carl Jr.
Competing franchise.
It was Carl Jr. Al, duh. Everybody knows that.
Mayor McChee.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
An hour ago, Tawanda Hatton won herself some money.
710.
Yeah! Tawanda!
Oh, my God! Oh.
She took it to the very last second.
Woo! Tawanda!
There was only one more number thrown at her.
Yeah.
And that was it.
She
the
got
ball
it.
Closed. But she got $710. It's your turn to win some money up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for caller number 13 to play.
13. Oh, somebody's 13th is coming up. That's
what, Kelly likes that number.
Yeah, I love that number.
April 13th.
That's my birthday,
right,
Monday.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
Of course, Big Al throwing my big birthday party on Thursday night. A lot of my friends not able to come because they have to work the next day.
Yeah,
so
why?
I don't know what the turnout's going to be.
Why Thursday, Big Al?
Yeah, why didn't we do Friday?
Because I told y'all this. Naughty by Nature.
Uh-huh.
Who is the musical act at Kelly's birthday?
Hip Hop Hooray.
You know how much I go
she
on
loves.
And on
she's
about
always talking Hip Hop Hooray and OPP.
I mean, how many Naughty by Nature concerts have you been to, Kelly?
This will be my first.
But anyway, they're in the area.
Yeah.
And I got them a little bit less expensively.
Wow, you get a band to perform cheaper on Thursday nights.
Because they're in town, not because. Anyway, Kelly, you're not going to. Get me started.
I can't talk,
again.
Though, because I guess I got married on a Thursday, and you guys gave me a bunch of crap
for that.
At least
we were on vacation.
Yeah, we were on vacation for that.
Yeah, well, we'll call this a vacation. We'll call it a Thursday night vacation.
I just hope my friends can come.
Me too, Kelly.
Most importantly, will your man be there, Kelly? Tender
yes.
Wolf.
Bill. He would like to be referred to as Bill.
Sorry.
Bill.
He will be there.
He'll be there.
First public appearance.
What? No, we've been out before.
No, but this is like where you know.
Yeah,
this is,
we got to bring him up on stage. I'm going to let Flavor Flav introduce him.
You going to sing?
I don't think we're invited to sing. We've never sung on my birthday party.
Oh, my
before.
God. Well, Kelly,
you get up on stage, though.
Kelly and Bill do karaoke together.
Oh. He loves karaoke.
Yeah, he does.
What would be your go-to karaoke song if you sang with your new band?
I have no idea. We haven't had time. You mean with Bill?
With Bill.
Yeah, I have no idea. It'd be something from our, you know, it's so fun dating someone. They were the exact same age. His birthday's 2.5 weeks after mine.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. We could sing something from our generation. Maybe a little Def Leppard or something.
I have a couple's name for you guys now.
You do?
Yeah.
I thought it was Tinderberry or...
Yeah, but he's not going by Tinderwolf anymore, Kelly.
Yeah.
So I'm calling you guys Razbilly.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
Razbilly.
It's perfect.
That's
this
cool.
person's like Hillbilly, but I don't care.
That's what I call my roommate.
Razbilly.
Not Holland. No, I call her Hillbilly.
Yeah.
I thought you call her Razbilly. Like,
that's a great name.
No, Hillbilly. Yeah, Razbilly.
I like that.
Yeah. So Razbilly will be in the house.
Wish I thought of it, actually. I like it that much.
Razbilly.
Okay,
that's
fine.
That's a new celebrity couple name for Kelly Raspberry and Bill.
Cool.
I hope we get to do karaoke at Al's bar. I think it's a great touch to your bar, Al.
We can do it.
We can't do it on Thursday night. How could we do that?
We can do it after. Naughty by Nature's not going to go till closing time. We can do it after.
Afterwards, you get... And he's going to have the stage set up.
How late do you think we're going to be out?
Till 2 in the morning?
Till 2 in the morning, girl.
No.
Woo. We're going to party like it's 1999.
And then after the party...
It's the after party.
And then after the hotel party, the hotel lobby...
And then we take it to the room
and freak somebody.
Give me that toot toot. Now give me that beep beep. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24 while they're screaming the radio.
All right. So that song will be sang at the birthday party.
All right.
Let's play Beat the Bank. Christine Kurtz, how you doing this morning?
Stop it.
You stop it.
I'm good.
You stop it.
Y'all stop. Yeah, you haven't even started playing.
All right, Christine, you stopped at $0.
Like, what do we do?
Christine.
Oh, my gosh. I wait until I hear what I want.
Okay.
All right.
That's exactly how you play the game.
Tell us about you, Christine.
I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Tell us about you.
I am a stay-at-home mom of 3 beautiful girls and a girl dog, a boxer.
What's your doggy's name?
Riley.
You want to know the dog's name and not the daughter's name?
Sure.
What's your daughter's name?
What are your daughter's names, too?
Do you really want to? Oh, my gosh.
Sure.
I want to know you.
I wish I was able to record this. Miranda, she's 11. And then I've got a 7-year-old, Delaney, and a almost 4-year-old, Sylvie.
You have classy names for your children.
Those are
names. Characters on TV, like Dana Delaney or Miranda from Sex and the City. And...
I know. You know, I heard that so much.
But not.
We named my 11-year-old. No, we just liked them.
I love them. I love those names.
Are you in the office already, Christine? You working?
She's a stay-at-home mom. Remember?
Oh, you're stay-at-home mom. Okay. That is work then.
Yeah.
That's super
She's
work.
In her office. Yeah. Yes, she is.
Big time work. All right, Christine, we're gonna throw you in the vault and start closing the door.
All right.
Make sure you yell stop when you hear that number you like, okay?
Okay.
We want you to win some money.
This is crazy.
And we'll get you a tape of this whole thing.
Yeah, girl, you got three weddings. You got three weddings to pay for. You better win some big money.
All right.
You know, my husband knows that.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready, Christine?
I am ready. I'm so nervous.
All right. Don't be nervous. You got this. Let's play Beat the Bank. Here we go.
120.
Whoa.
$200.
It's a visit to the vet for the dog, for Riley.
$310.
That's a blinged out collar for Riley.
$370.
You probably get Riley spayed for that.
A lot less than that.
$410.
You can get Riley another playmate.
$570.
Ooh, a saddle.
$700.
Stop.
Oh,
nice. I can't.
I almost called you Riley.
$700 for Riley.
You just won $700, girl. What are you going to do with it?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going out of town this weekend, so maybe I'll just have fun.
Cool.
We better hurry and get you that check, man.
Yeah, right.
Where are you going, Christine?
I'm going to, like, the D.C., Virginia area.
Okay.
On a girls' trip.
Okay.
Oh, girls' trip.
Wait, you're leaving hubby alone with your three daughters and female dog?
Well, it's complicated weekend. My one daughter's playing soccer this weekend. My girls play soccer, Jenna.
Oh, nice. Yeah, then that's a lot of travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Christine, you got yourself $700. Would you like to hear how much you could have won real quick?
I do. I would have gambled more, but I said no less than $500. So I don't know. Yeah.
Let's see what you could have won, Christine, just for fun.
Okay.
Let's see.
That's nice.
Okay. 790.
Oh, no. Oh,
hey! Man. Are you serious?
Yeah.
We're dead serious, Christine.
You played that right.
Well done.
Played it right. You don't have to tell your husband you want that money if you don't want to.
Yeah, we won't say nothing, Christine.
Just saying, no, your secret is safe with me, Christina.
We're in the nest.
Yep, trust tree.
Kelly won't say nothing because she's the best secret keeper.
I say nothing.
Jenna's not going to say nothing because she's going to be chilling at home today. I'm not saying nothing.
I got no one to talk to.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to our nice little show. I'm JC.
I'm Big Al.
That's Kelly Raspberry.
Kelly Raspberry.
I'm Jenna.
Hopefully you're almost at work by now, or maybe you're sitting in class listening to us. If you are, don't let your teacher see.
Hopefully you have the day off. And you're sitting on some little sidewalk cafe having a nice cup of latte and listening to us on the K-pod.
Oh, yeah. Now, usually when we get off work, Kelly and I will go be mommy and daddy because Kelly has a little 8-year-old daughter and I have two little kids, Kaysen and Chloe, who are 3 and 1. Jenna, you like to go take care of your little puppy, Maximus.
Yeah, and I have like so much going on.
So much.
Like spray tanning myself.
8 spray tans a day.
And like driving to the gym and not going in.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to get a hold of Jenna, stop it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not happening.
She'll call you later.
And Big Al Mack, our former resident player who is now dating a doctor, goes off to work at his bar.
I leave from job one and go to job two.
Yeah, we kind of have two jobs here, Dish Nation and Morning Show.
Job three, yeah.
And that just wasn't enough work for
me. Right? How many years have you been open now, Al?
The Beer Bucket, my bar in Mexico, has been open. It will be 7 years in May.
Mm-hmm.
And the
Rest in peace.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
And the McKinney Avenue Tavern, 5 years. A little over 5 years.
But the bar stuff wasn't your first, like, foray into entrepreneurship,
No. My dad was a self-employed man, and so that's where I kind of get the gene from. So prior to opening up my limousine service, prior to opening up the bar, I had a limousine service.
Right.
Which got me my job here, actually. And started out with one limousine and ended up with, I think, 13 or so
over time. You used to do commercials for this radio show.
Right. I did commercials for First Impression Limousine Service at 351-0610. did those for years, and Kid and I and Kelly developed a bunch. They were live commercials, so I would call in, or sometimes even come in, and that's how Kid, we just formed a relationship.
Kelly, what was the commercial that got out of the job?
It was the free ham for ladies' night, I think, that put him over the edge.
That is it.
Yep, there it is.
For his promotion.
It's book ladies' night, get a free ham.
And carry it with you in the limo.
And Kelly said, what are the girls supposed to do with the ham while they're riding in the limo? Just hold it in their lap. And this 60-second commercial turned into like a 10-minute discussion on the ham. And that got me my job. And while you're listening to me today,
sounds silly now, but in hindsight, but it worked. Genius.
And you also have homes. You're a real estate mogul.
Yeah, I do some. Do some
is
of that,
that
too.
What you call it, slumlord?
Yeah. I had a mortgage company.
Yeah,
I had Al Mack and Associates Mortgage Company.
Al is a hustler. I'm telling you, Al is a hustler.
I was a mortgage broker, and I decided to do it myself. And so I started Al Mack and Associates, even though there weren't any associates. and then that wasn't going well,
right?
And I made a little bit of money, but I bought a limousine. So I had one phone number. So I said I would answer the phone. First impression. I'm sorry, Al Mack and Associates Mortgage. First Impression Limousine Service may help you. Because I had one line. It was like $18 a month,
right?
Like, plus long distance.
Well, Al, it sounds like you have the business stuff down. So, what made you read an article you came across about business?
He's always looking to better himself, right?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here scrolling down. I'm on CNN. I see this headline. It says 13 tragic mistakes that entrepreneurs make. And I want to see, oh my God, I want to avoid these things like the plague.
Yeah, you're an entrepreneur yourself.
I don't want to make
you're
any
like
of these.
A decade late.
Yeah. I don't want to make any of these mistakes.
Okay.
And I started looking at them. I'm like, oh my God, I've done all of these.
You've done all 13?
Are you serious? All of them, Al?
I'm not going to bore you with all 13, okay. But I've done a good number of them.
Give me the biggest ones, the biggest mistakes you've made as an entrepreneur.
Okay, here we go. Don't have a long-term, this is what entrepreneurs do, the mistakes they make.
Uh-huh.
They don't have a long-term plan / think things through.
Yeah, you kind of fly by the seat of your pants, you go with your gut.
I'm going to be totally honest. I don't have a long-term, but my long-term plan is at some point, sell a business and hopefully make a whole bunch of money, and that's the plan.
Yeah.
So maybe that can be interpreted as a plan, but before I ever opened any bar, Kid and I sat in a Bennigan's restaurant. And I told him I was thinking about opening up a bar, a restaurant. He goes, do you have a plan? I said, plan? So Kid got out a cocktail napkin, and we just kind of did a little budget, no plan. And I said, okay, I don't need to open a restaurant because I had already sunk $10,000 or $12,000 in.
Just lost it.
And I lost it. It was all I had.
Hey, thank goodness that was all you lost.
You learned through your mistakes.
You should have framed that cocktail napkin.
Yeah, word.
You should have.
So you don't make a long-term plan. That's a big mistake.
I didn't. And that's a mistake. Trying to do it all yourself. I do this.
It's hard to delegate.
It is, because if you start out by yourself, you're used to doing everything yourself. Then anybody that you hire to come in, you don't trust them because they're not doing it the way you would want to do it.
And if they do it wrong, it still falls back on you.
Exactly.
Right. So you got to delegate. I remember washing my limousine in the front yard with a tuxedo on because I didn't have enough money to hire a car washer, and I still had to have my phone in the window of the office so if it rang, I could answer it. So I'm secretary washing a car and got my tuxedo on to go drive.
Well, you saved a lot of money.
Surround yourself with yes men. You know,
that's a mistake.
That's a mistake.
Yes.
Yeah, because you need somebody around you that can tell you no. You need a good cop, bad cop.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, because I have all of these ideas. But I need somebody to tell me that's not a good idea. Like Kelly has told me a few times, that's not a good idea.
Well, she's not incentivized by anything.
I mean, like, you used to do YouTube Wednesdays at your bar.
YouTube Tuesday, actually, with Psycho Shannon, which was a great idea, wasn't it, Shannon?
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant.
In fact, we have a recap of all Big Al Mack's bar promotions.
Okay.
If you want to take a listen.
Yeah. I have had some hits and I've had some misses in bar promotions. I've had the biggest miss was the Big Al's Bikini Pub Crawl for people who have cancer and stuff. Because that was like 8, maybe 9 people showed up
for
that.
Mm-hmm.
The costume party that I had, and I was pretty much the only one with the costume on, you know, the big costume party. Fair Abraham was not terrible, but it wasn't nearly as successful as I had anticipated. So football season's coming up, and I was trying to think, how can I kick off football season? Kick it off big. How about the Naked Cowboy? Oh, that's it.
That was just a few.
The Naked Cowboy did not work well either.
It didn't, but it was, you know what? It's something you can remember.
The ice skating rink. I still wish you had done that one.
Yeah,
ice skating rink. That was another big, big idea. I remember I right before the World Cup several years ago, I ordered this big, huge soccer ball. It was going to be my sign that it's a sports bar, right?
You're going to put it on top of the roof.
Put it on top of the roof. I get the website, I go online, I get it. It's $2,000 to rent a soccer ball for a week. All right, inflatable soccer. Well, delivery and everything. Yeah. It may have been like 18, 78.
That's a car.
So I get this big.
You're driving a $2,000 car, Casey?
You can.
So I get this big 10-foot-tall soccer ball. I get it hoisted on top of the building, inflated. Wow, this is great. This is the best promotion ever. Everybody's going to come here and watch the World Cup.
Yeah.
Like a day later, somebody comes by. Hey, you got a permit for that big soccer ball up there?
All right. A permit for that?
It's a sign. All right, no, I ain't got a permit for that. You need to take that down. It was like a day after I had it up there. Like a day. And I couldn't get my money
back.
Did
you ask him if you could go get a permit real fast? So do you happen to have a permit pad on you, sir?
I mean, it's hard, but, you know, it's fun. There's nothing, to me, there's nothing more fulfilling than doing it for yourself. That's just in my blood.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing I do, and I still do it, it's a mistake that I make probably every day.
Hiring hot chicks?
That's no.
yeah, that's a big mistake.
I dream big. And this is a product of Kid Cudi. It could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. But I just dream big. And sometimes you dream, you overdream,
yeah.
And you lose perspective.
Like, what have you dreamed about?
Like having Naughty by Nature. No, I'm just kidding. No, you know.
That's a dream come true.
How you gonna tell me what's perfect for me?
We're talking about the mistakes Al came across on a blog about entrepreneurs and the biggest mistakes he's made, and he has made all of them.
And and you know, you want to have a location over here and a location over here. Ego gets in your way, and it can get in your own way sometimes. You can't. I made a lot more money with one limousine than I did with 13 limousines. But I was dreaming big because I wanted to have this big fleet of limousines.
Yeah, because it's quality.
And you were the only driver. So that's
that was really tough driving 13 limousines at one time. But, I mean, you go check out this. If you're even thinking about opening your own business or if you have your own business and you're kind of struggling or whatnot, because it can be a struggle.
Yeah.
Every day is a struggle, man. I'm going to tell you.
Sure is.
There's somebody that's trying to get at you from different angles, whether it's people that work for you, people that work your competition. You know, it's always a struggle. But go check this article out.
We put it up at kidnation.com, if you want to check it out. Al, do you feel like a failure, though?
It depends on what day you ask me, man.
If you didn't have this job, your main job,
mm-hmm.
would you be doing okay with the other businesses?
I mean, no.
It's the Kid Cudi Morning Show.